Today, are you feeling wealthy? Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Well, according to recent data from the ABS to December 2023, the total value of residential dwellings in Australia rose by $196.8 billion to $10.39 trillion in the past quarter. Of the total value of residential dwellings, $9.98 trillion were owned by households. And in the December quarter 23, the total value of residential dwellings rose in all states and territories, they said. The mean price of residential dwellings in New South Wales was $1.18 million, and that remains the highest in the country, followed by the ACT at $948,000, Victoria at $895,000, while the lowest mean price was in the Northern Territory at $489,000. They also noted that the number of residential dwellings rose by 52,500 in the quarter, one third, of course, of the annual net migration, which is at around 600,000, while the mean price of residential dwellings rose by $13,400 to $933,800 this quarter. Now, the data is compiled from analysis of quarterly data sets from all the Australian residential property sales. The sale price is the price agreed when contracts for sales are exchanged. The exchange date most closely approximates the time at which the market price is determined. Sales are attributed to the relevant quarter depending on the date of exchange of contracts. Exchange date information is available for all jurisdictions except that South Australia and Northern Territory, where a modelled exchange date is used. All of the Australian residential property sales data is supplied to the ABS by CoreLogic, and that data set is a combination of residential property sales data obtained from state and territory land titles offices or valuer general offices and real estate data provided to CoreLogic. And separate data released on Thursday by CoreLogic also showed that the total value of Australia's real estate hit a record high $10.4 trillion or $937,000 per dwelling in February. And they also showed that 56.7% of all wealth is held in housing. And it's also supported by $2.3 trillion worth of mortgage debt. And it's also worth reflecting that the $10.4 trillion dwarfs the $3.7 trillion in superannuation or the $3.1 trillion in listed shares. But these gross values are misleading because they are not equally distributed across all households. And so to illustrate this, I extracted current value data from my household surveys and created a distribution chart across all households, including both investment and owner-occupied holdings, based on a mark-to-market basis at the end of February 2024. Given the massive swings in value, I chose to display the gross values, excluding mortgages, on a log scale. That's the vertical axis. And the distribution along the horizontal axis of all households, whether they own property or not. And we can see that roughly two-thirds of households have some owner-occupied property wealth, while around one-third of households hold investment property wealth. But the sad story told with this data series is that the wealth effect is not equally spread. Some are benefiting from rising property values, but many others are not. And if I'd included other wealth categories and mortgages, the distortions would have been even more severe. So we can see, standing back, that while some households will be feeling wealthy and celebrating the massive rise in home prices in recent years, many others are excluded and will be paying more for a rent and will have very little or no financial assets at all. So it seems that Australia's egalitarian roots have been sacrificed on the property Ponzi. No wonder, therefore, those in charge don't want to rock the boat. The truth is, there is a majority of potential voters benefiting from the property game, but of course others are not. And frankly, it's all a bit of a mess. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.